Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Colombian Catwoman podcast. And we continue with our series of Black expats in Spain. On today's episode, we have lovely Naomi in the house. Hello, Naomi, and welcome.
Thank you for, allowing me to share my story. Thanks.
Thank you for responding to my call to action. The podcast would be nothing without my guests, so thank you very much. Naomi, could you tell us a little bit about where you're from and where you're located? Just a little bit where you're located and where you're from.
I'm from the Netherlands. I have my roots in Suriname, but most of my life I've born, partly raised, and I've lived in the Netherlands for a long time. And now I'm in Spain, South Spain, in Seville, Andalusia, and yes, quite a change, yeah.
Sevillanos, I'm
It's like the language is so much different than I thought it would be. Like the way the Sevillanos pronounce things. I'm like, oh, I'm missing something. Like, oh,
the other
no.
half of the word, that's what you're missing.
So it's like, yeah, it's so much different when you, when you start to live there instead of being the tourist. It's like, oh yeah, okay, so this is
Reality.
different.
How long have you been in Spain for?
This is my 3rd year. So we came in December 2019, so we
Okay.
had a few months before COVID hit. And
Then, wow.
yes.
Who are you here with? Are you here with your family?
Yes, I'm married to Luke, and we have two little boys. My oldest is going to be 7 ne next year, in the beginning of next year, and my youngest is 4. So yes, it's so funny because they call themselves, like, yes, we're Dutch, but I could see them, like changing into like the Yeah, so it's like the way they speak, even the way they say things in Dutch, it's like, I have to correct them. Like, okay, this is not how we say it. And this is,
That word doesn't exist in Dutch.
yeah, it's like, so it's funny to see the change. But, like at home, we speak Dutch.
Okay.
So,
Can I ask you about what you work for a living here? Are you
well,
forced to?
that's a little bit odd compared to what people usually do. They move for like their work, but we've moved actually because we wanted something different, like a different lifestyle for ourselves, for our family. And we thought, this is the moment, because the children are they're quite young, like, well, my youngest is, I has lived most of his life in Spain.
Okay.
But I we didn't want to wait, like when they are teenagers. And we felt like, okay, you're stuck in like a certain lifestyle in the Netherlands, and we wanted to break out. Like, like before you have more, before it becomes complicated or more complicated. So we actually moved for a better balance work life, and we work remote. So I work as an autónoma, so that's like a solo entrepreneur, and not for Spanish companies.
No, I'm not going to say, but it works better for you working as an autónomo here as a freelancer for a
Yes.
non-Spanish company.
Yeah, because first of all, like my Spanish isn't that great. I mean, I I try, and you know, I have less like a Spanish course, but yes, it's different. It's different when you know, like start living and you have to arrange, you know, like stuff. So like, oh, I've never had that in class. Oh, it's and also, you know, like what we talked about, the way Siciliano's talk, it's just different, especially like the generation, you know, like the abuelas, the older people, like, oh, I really want to be polite and talk to you, but
We won't be able to understand each other.
yeah.
Why did you guys choose Seville as opposed to maybe Malaga or as opposed to Valencia or Barcelona or one of the other big cities?
Yeah.
Seville is a big city in Andalusia. However,
Yeah, well,
it's not one of the
that
hubs that people tend to be drawn to. So what made you guys choose Seville?
yes.
Sevilla.
Well, yeah, before we moved, we've made like a road trip, a plan to visit different, you know, like cities and regions in Spain. And in the north, I was like, yeah, well, if yeah, it's, I mean, I remember just sitting there in the rain. I was like, okay, if this
I
is
could
the
be in
case, I could just stay in the Netherlands, because it's, I mean, my life in the Netherlands, it was, I mean, I'm still like very thankful, you know, like I appreciate everything I had in the Netherlands. But it was like, this is not it, like the north of Spain. And we've been also to the coast, and like we met different people, and we were like, okay, interesting. But I felt like you could just easily meet other foreigners instead of really get into like the Spanish lifestyle and meeting Spanish people. So actually, by accident, we stopped in Seville, and yeah, we fell in love with the city, and we met another couple, you know, like who said, okay, we lived here for like 20 years, we know how you feel, we can help you out, you know, like,
Okay.
so there was we were first a little bit like skeptical. I don't know if that's the right word, but like, not, you know, like, not sure, let's see, let's, you know, like come back for, you know, like we came back like two times to check things out, and then we're like, no, this is really the place for us to have like the combination of the really Spanish life, like, you know, but also it's, you know, like compared to the south, like Algeciras, that was also one of the options, and I was like, no, I didn't feel, you know, like I belong in Algeciras. It was more like, no, this is just too far from our own life. So it's
See that I went on holiday there many, many years ago when I was doing my degree in Spanish. And I
yeah.
remember saying to my lecturer at the time, I've booked holiday, it was like a cheap deal to Algeciras. He's like, we're going to Algeciras. Like,
Yeah.
why? Nobody goes there on holiday. It's a port town, a port city, and that's
It
it.
felt so far from, you know, like, okay, it's not, I think also because of having kids, like, you know, like really small kids, I was like, okay, no, I want them to have, you know, like something in the middle, you know, like with opportunities, and you know, like so I thought, no, that's not it for us, Algeciras. But Seville felt like the, you know, like the Northwestern Europe, but also a bit of like South America. And I know now, by now, you should not say it to the Spaniards, like it has like a South American feeling. But you know, like I partially grew up in South
You're
America, so
certain,
I,
yep, you're certain, I'm, yep.
yeah, so I'm like, I know what I'm talking about, and I'm like, okay, no, like I'm sorry, then, you know.
Yep. Yeah, it's a big discussion to be had maybe another time. It's very similar living in the Canaries. It's got that, you know, South American feel and way of doing things in both
Yes.
good and not so good ways, let's just say.
True. I mean, and historically wise, I mean, it's just it, yeah, it's we cannot, you know, like erase his history. It's just there, and some people don't want to acknowledge it. And you know, I just can talk only about, you know, my experience. So for me, that's also the reason, like, why I also love Seville. It's just yeah, it's just for me, it's a region between two continents. So that is how I feel.
So you guys moved there as a unit, as a family,
Yes.
and your husband, your partner, you're both self-employed. How was the whole process of starting a new life in Spain, registering, getting self-employed? How was that experience, getting the kids registered in school? How was your landing process and your introduction to life in Spain?
Well, I think that you're being challenged because of the kids, you know, like getting them into school. You're being challenged to really think things through. Like, okay, where do you want to settle? Where do you want them to go? And it's like, wow, all those things you have to read. Luckily, our reading is much more advanced than our speaking, because we live in, like, okay, you have Seville, and then 20 minutes, you know, like, away. It's like it's a smaller city, like, where we live, and oh, I mean, not a lot of people speak English, so it was really, oh, okay. Even the teacher, like, we went to a public school, and we were like, yeah, we could you can ask the English teacher to talk to you, and we're like, well, okay, let's try it. You know, like, I was happy because my Spanish wasn't, you know, great, and but then, and okay, English is not my first language, so it was also like, okay, you know, I know how you feel, because English is, you know. But when we started the conversation in English, I was like, oh God, no, let's just do it in Spanish.
Well, let's speak in Dutch, it might be better.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that would even be better, because I was like, oh, I was just a little bit shocked, like, okay, is this the level of English? But, you know, like, eventually we enrolled them to you know, into a school and further away from home. It's a good school. It's just like accidentally, you know, like, you ran into someone else who's she's also Dutch. And but she's her partner is a Spaniard, so she was like, I know how you feel about public schools, but this school is really a good school, you know, like, you could really, you know, trust me and it is, and I have my kids, you know, enrolled. So yeah, because I was really like, okay, if this is the level of, you know, like, education here, I want them in a private school, because but then again, I also felt like, okay, getting your kids into a private school, like, too, would be also very, you know, like, finance wise, okay, you need to work more to get them it. Yeah, so it was like, we leave the Netherlands not to work more, you know, like, you know, so if, yeah, eventually they we are very happy where they are now, and, you know, like, for me, you know, getting to them to after school activities, you know, like, it's just also the way to connect with other people, even with the parents of school, because yes, if you don't have kids, you're out there more, but I feel like, to really getting to know, you know, like, the Spaniards' families, it's just a little bit difficult, because people don't, you know, say, like, come to my home, come to my place, you know. Yeah, I feel like people, when they do it with us, it's more like because we're not from around, they're like, okay, calm. But usually people meet in cafes and, like in bars and even with like parties from, like the birthday parties, it's all in the noisy playground. So it's just like another like lifestyle and life and getting to know the Spaniards. Yeah, it's actually through the kids mostly.
So the kids have been a great aid for you guys to integrate into the culture and
Yeah, because now we eat at like between 2 and 3. You have to go into the lifestyle, the rhythm of, like life here. And if it's just you could say, I will still, eat at 6 o'clock our like main course, our dinner, because that is what we used to do in NLS. But no, you really have to change that. And being an autonomous, like finance things, like it's, yeah, like looking back, it's just like, oh, this was very tough. Also because Corona hit and people were like, oh, you can only come in with appointment, and then it was just a hassle. But still, even though we had that, still we were like, this is the place we need to be. Like this is where we want our kids to grow up, where we, like get rooted, like to grow. And yeah, so it's challenging. And I would say if you can ask someone, if you could like pay a company to do that, you should do it. But then again, it's also like a lesson to really know how it, like is in Spain. Because I was, like just getting a bank account. Like I'm about to leave the country. Like bye. I was so frustrated. But then
You've had many lessons. You've been basically forced to learn things because you had to do them yourselves, and you didn't outsource all of those experiences to another company, which would have made life a lot easier for you guys. But now you know how to do it, and you know where to go.
So it's now it's even we're buying a house, and it's like okay, it's different. It's different. But because we've done so much like work ourselves before, how like okay, just take it slow, and you really need to ask and to ask and to ask before you get like the answer that you're like, okay, this is sufficient, to make a choice. Because yeah, it's different. I mean, like the Netherlands is such a different country when it comes to communication and telling, to make a informed choice, to make a choice. You're like, you need this and this kind of information to make us like a solid, a good choice. And here it's like, okay, this is the way it is. And like, but why is it the way it is?
And it doesn't work, but it's just the way that it
Yeah, so it's like, but yeah, indeed, but this doesn't work. So why are they reading? So
because that's what we've always done, and that's how we continue to do it. Oh well.
it's really like to get that kind of stress, you really have to learn to get it, like to let it go to the background and like, okay, no, this is a little bit, like we don't like it, but still you have to learn to, yeah, to move the move with it, so yeah, to
To
get
go with
along.
the flow because we can't change the systems that are in place. That's the reality of the situation. No matter what we know, no matter where we come from, no matter how progressive or advanced that the places are that we come from, doesn't matter. This is where we are, and these are their systems, and we have to understand them. As frustrating as it is.
And but then again, people are I feel how can I put this, or how can I say it, like when it comes to organizations, like especially public at, like organizations, like sometimes you're really like, okay, this is You don't understand the people, you don't connect with them really. But outside of those, like people, their work environment, they are so nice. They're also always willing to help.
They're
And it's
real
like,
people. In the UK, they're very much not very kind people in real life. If they're not kind at work, they're not kind in real life.
yeah, but this is different.
Yeah, they're like, this is my job and I don't care about my job, but I'm a good person and I'm a
I
cool
didn't
person.
want to say it. True. It's like it's and that is maybe what draws us to Spain as well. Like people, their business, their work life is it's not the same for them. It's like, okay, I've closed the door, for my work and it's done. And now
Now
I'm
it's
gonna
let's
leave.
get on with life.
So it's also, like, and if you talk to people outside, they're like, I know someone who can help you. And to be honest, before we, I was like, no, I will do it myself. No, you don't have to go with me. I could do it myself. And they were like, are you sure we can help you? All my neighbors are like, no, I'm Dutch, But now you're like, yeah, if someone can help you, just,
Accept it.
accept it and just be, this is just the way it works. So accept it, and when there's a time you can help another one, just do it. This is
Spain
how I
is very
feel.
much one of those places that works by the enchufe, that's what they call it, the plug in, the connection. And so if you don't have those connections, then you are at a disadvantage. So it's good that you've been able to create those where you are. A couple of things have just come out of the things that you've just said. So comparing like properties in the Netherlands to properties here in Spain, you talked about you guys are in the process of buying something here. How would you compare the price of like the cost of a two-bed house, for example, in the Netherlands to a two-bed house where you reside now? If you like compare the two.
It's sorry. I think prices in Madrid are, I feel we've been to Madrid, and I really think life in Madrid itself is so much different than Seville. If I compare the prices in Seville with, just the Netherlands in general, I must say, like, yeah, you could, the price of like a apartment, like a two-bed apartment in the Netherlands is, like you could buy a whole castle in Seville,
Wow.
like
Wow, wow,
it's
wow.
okay. I mean, yeah, so like just a beautiful house, like a big, huge house, because I've seen prices going up like in the Netherlands just for like highly like 200,000, just for a regular, not even an elevator. It's just like, you have to walk the stairs to get where you have to be. So, and in Spain, or in Seville, yeah, the prices are, yeah, for just a house, just a beautiful house with, everything in and out, it's just like between 200 and 300,000 euros. So it's different. But I must say that I find that buying electric appliances, like
Electrical
on a
appliances.
yes, I think that they're cheaper in the Netherlands. So some things are just like a little bit different, like I'm like, why would you like pay so much like here compared to the Netherlands? So living in Seville is, yes, is so much more in balance. But yeah, some things are just a little more expensive. Also just like getting a good like quality table, like a bed and those kind of things. It's more like, oh, you really, if you'll end up in the IKEA. And I'm like, I don't want to go to IKEA. I just want to go to like a Spanish, store. But then you'd see, okay, it's
The
But
options are limited.
so that's a pity, because I feel like, oh, why isn't it, like possible to buy something here and support, like, but then again, Spanish people work in IKEA, at IKEA, so you still support the economy here, but it's just a little bit different.
Not the way in which you'd
So,
like to support local businesses, small local businesses. I understand what you're saying there. So your kids are at a good school. How do they feel about the experience? How are they? How have they integrated? How has the reception been of your kids in the school? And how have your kids kind of, thought about being here?
I think the school where they are, it has an international feel, like as being colored, you always like, oh, do I see you, I see you, hi. I'm always happy to see color, and my husband is like, he's white, so even he is looking out for me, like, I see Jesus, I love it, I want to see him myself. But yeah, I feel like my kids being bicultural even more than just two, but that they fit in, also because there are, like, they're not the only one who, there are more kids that have like a different background, even if it's just like French, French Spanish, English Spanish, but also like Asian. There's an Asian kid in my oldest's class, or just like, not a lot, but still you see like mixed pe kids, or just like, like people colored just as I am. So I'm just have to, like, stop myself from going to, like, to those kids. I'm like, hi, here's your auntie. But yes, I feel like it's the school is important, but then again, the school is not close to where our house now is. So I think they would have been the only colored kids in their whole school if it would be, like where we are now, where we live now. So the school where they are now, it's just, I also feel like the schools are, the teachers are very aware, like, okay, the kids are, like, they have a different background, and language-wise with the oldest, they were really looking at, okay, how could we help him to develop, his language? Because as we said, we don't speak Spanish at home, and I, both my husband and I, we're not, there yet to get to teach our kids in, like, to teach them Spanish. Even though you can teach them, you can talk about the language. You could still, like, work together and talk about the language. So, but the teachers, they were really like, okay, how could we, like, help the kids, or my oldest, how could we help him? Because my oldest was very aware that his Spanish wasn't good, that he was, like, lacking. But no, they, he's not, what now, they're both are at the top of their class, like, doing good at school. So I'm really like, happy with the teachers there, because they're really focused on what does this child need.
Fantastic.
And
That's
yeah.
really, really good to hear. What would you say to other people, other black people, are thinking about moving to Seville, which is where you live, or moving to Spain? What would you say to them? What advice would you give them?
You know what, I must say, I do experience a, still a struggle, like, if we really zoom in, like, focus on being black, I feel like, as I said, I'm in, like, I'm near to the city, Seville, but it's like 20 minutes, and you could also see like the 20 minutes. Sometimes it feels like 20 years in history because I was shocked the first time I went to like the Los Reyes Magos. I was like, why are they painted black? And in the Netherlands, we also have like a figure called the Black Pete, like the assistant of Sinterklaas, kind of Santa Claus. And I was very outspoken about that because I was like, not on my watch. I mean, I have a generation, like I have my two boys. I just want them to be to feel good about themselves, and I don't need Black Pete, in their lives. I was very
Of course.
outspoken. Also, like where they went to daycare, I was like, no Black Pete. No. But here it's like, oh wow. I was just shocked. I just that was like my jaw like fell open.
Like, what the
So it's yeah. But I feel like I want to talk about it with people, but it's not, you really have to be sensitive. And because my Spanish isn't that great, it's like, how do you talk about it? Like it really feels like, okay, you could, yeah,
So
it's
one,
for
you've
me.
got to overcome the language barrier to be able to
Yeah.
communicate with people on the daily level, and then
Yeah,
you want to
really
talk
the
about race
deep
and politics.
conversation. Yes, yeah. And I feel like the people at school where my kids go, they really understand like, okay, we need like representation. I see it in the color in their books, and they're even in class, when we go into the class, I see color kids, like I'm happy about it. But here where we live further away from the big city, I feel like, oh yeah, it's
There's a lot of work to be done.
still. And I told you about the couple who said like who helped us before, they were like, oh, 20 years ago it would be a problem for you to live in this neighborhood because but we found out that this is not the case. People are really, like friendly and open to connect. But yeah, the next phase to talk about those deeper things, I think yeah, for me, it needs time.
So what advice would you
Yeah.
give other people, other Black people that are thinking about relocating to Spain? Is there anything that you would
Come.
say? Come.
Yeah. You feel like it's like family wise, I feel like I have more time for my family, and yes, of course I miss my parents, I miss my brother, but then again I feel like when they're here you have really the time to connect. And yes, I almost talk to my brother on a daily basis, and I'm like, okay, I'm so happy I'm not in the Netherlands anymore because
On that note, so you would tell other Black people just to come.
yeah.
What's the weather like? Because I know that it gets extremely hot where you are in Seville. So how do you deal with those 40-degree summers, and what's it like during, those months, the summer months?
Okay, I have to admit that this summer, we went away for, I went to my parents, and my parents are now back in Suriname. So,
Okay.
sorry. So, I would say get out. It's during the summer, just go, leave, go visit your family, wherever they are. Because it's a desert and Seville is just so hot. And the kids are, like they have almost like 3 months vacation. So for me as a freelancer, I was like, oh, I really need to work as well. So it was a good combination to even leave the country because yeah. because it's so hot. But then again, price wise, because of you could leave before the regular vacation starts. Ticket wise, you know, I had like a very good deal, and I feel like if you I feel you have more choice, you know, like you could even go to the mountains, and price wise, it's yeah, I feel like I could do more with less money compared to the Netherlands. You know, in the Netherlands we were always focused like, oh, we need those vacation of a few weeks, you know, like you were really like looking forward to it. And now the only thing is the summer, and okay, I have to go. We need to go to the mountains. We need to go like to the Netherlands to visit family. To see that we need to leave. But other than that, I have no desire to go out to have vacation the way I used to have when I lived in the Netherlands. Like my friends, they really mark those days, count those days, like, okay, and then we'll have vacation. No, for me,
I mean, the other part of that is one, you've got the long summer holidays, and then two, there are so many bank holidays in Spain. It's like every other week the bank holiday. So you're thinking, I don't want any more bank holidays sometimes like that because nothing happens and things stop and you can't, go to the public sector and say, get an appointment because nobody's available because they're on holiday and it's holiday season and it's holiday season again and
True.
it's a bank holiday and a holiday season.
Again, I need to
It's
work, people.
like I need to get things done, but it's holiday season and it's bank holiday. It's literally a cycle of endless holidays and bank holidays for the public sector, for the public sector.
Well, and my kids are in like also in public school, like, okay, but they're
Here
getting
again.
older. Yeah, they're getting older. It's easier. I'm happy I'm a freelancer, so I could, even like have more control in what I can do, want to do. So yeah, but it's my desires, like they've changed.
Okay.
So I would say, why not come? Even, we tried for like a sabbatical year, even during Corona, just feeling the sun touching your skin. I think Black people need it, white people need it, but Black people need it more. So really, it's
Yeah, we need the sun, we need
fun.
that melanin, we need, and it's, medically proven, clinically proven that people need daylight and, suicide rates are high in Northern Europe, which I'm sure you know because there's so little sun. What one negative thing would you say about Seville or Spain or Andalusia? The two positives would you say? What would you say?
Well, one negative thing about for Black people in particular,
You're speaking as a black person, but you give
well,
your
no,
opinion.
I have something in mind. It's I find it hard to find someone to do my hair. Like, it's, well, it's, okay, luckily it's growing, but sometimes I want something different, and I'm like, I have to do it myself before I find someone who I can trust. So that's a thing.
My answer. But I've got alopecia, so it works for me.
I'm thinking about it, and in my I feel like, oh, but then it's just the thing, like going back and forth, like cut it, or or
You've got a
but
good head of hair. I've got alopecia, which is why I do that for, because it makes my life a lot easier. So,
But do you oil your hair? Because I feel like some products here, they're not specific for, like Black people, but they're like natural. Like I love those, like the natural products. So I'm starting to use them as well. But yeah, it's I think like I. Because people have curly hair here, and my boys have curly hair, so it's I don't have a problem finding products for them. But for me, it's
not
I'm
that
you know
easy.
yeah it, I'm finding more products that work for my hair, but really finding like someone who could do my hair, and that I just have to relax. And oh yeah, it's so that's the one negative thing.
Too positive, is what would you say?
Two positive thing. And by the way, a lot of Spaniards use Amazon, so I didn't even use Amazon before in the Netherlands because it isn't that big there yet.
Okay.
There's another company that's bigger, but now I'm starting to use Amazon as well. Two positive things about, well, for me, I feel like, okay, maybe you stand out, but you don't stand out a lot when you're downtown in Seville because there are so many people, so many, differences, even between Spaniards. So I love seeing Spaniards like with really like curly hair. Like, wow, this is like really tiny curls. Like, it's so
Well,
beautiful
you've
to
got the
see.
gypsy community that's pretty fair in
Also,
Seville. And then also Andalusia was basically Moors, the African Moors, basically, had Andalusia for like 500 years. So there's
and
that,
people
that's
know that. I
rooted
mean,
deep.
yes, it's their history. You see it. It's, it's so I think even, from my point of view, it's like it amazes me to see also Arabic, like it's you see the diversity in a way. It's not like out there like people speak multiple languages. No, that's not really the case, but you see,
Phonetically, you can see it.
yeah, I mean they're not all like blonde and blue and like blue eyed. No, it's just you see the differences, and I like that. I love to see that. And also like food-wise, things you could try out, yeah, I think in the Netherlands I wasn't really in the kitchen because that's just not my thing. But here I love to to go out and eat, but I also love to stay at home and to try different things. And I feel the yeah, the space, the space in your head, like mental space, it's so much more. Even though paperwork is a quite a hassle, and I'm European. I mean, isn't it, really strange? Like you're European, still a lot of paperwork,
Spain
but
is renowned for its bureaucracy,
yeah, it's just
unfortunately.
full on. But still, even though you have that part, I would say just even for a year, explore it. Just see like how to connect and how to see how your own world, your mental world can expand. So yeah.
So is there anything else? I think we're going to come to a close for today, but is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers about your experience as a black expat in Spain, about your experience as a mom in Spain, as an entrepreneur in Spain? Is there
Yeah.
anything else that you would like to share?
As a black person, yes, I was like very
Skeptical,
I
maybe?
was scared, oh, I have to be aware, extra aware. Even if you have kids, you need to be extra aware because that's momhood. But it's you really have to think about how Spaniards are, and then sometimes they're like, oh, this is just the regular, like the way they react to everyone. So that's, a way to get you to learn also the culture. So don't be afraid. People are willing to help, just make that step. As an entrepreneur, if you focus on clients from your home country or even international, I feel like you can have even more, financial space to do more in Spain. To it's I think like the price quality wise, it's livable. I'm very happy about this because it goes to seasons, of course, when you're a freelancer, but I feel if you're more in control of, your own life and what you do, it works for me. It works for me as a mom, as an expat, I'm really happy about it. You know, I used to work for as an advisor for a local government. Well, I would not do that here in Spain, but even looking back to that life, I'm like, no, actually, no, I don't want to. I really like being an entrepreneur. And yeah, as like as a mom, I also think like this journey, even if you would say like, oh, we're going back to the Netherlands in 5, you know, years, this is an experience that is so much, you know, like more than vacation. Sometimes people say, yeah, let's travel the whole world. I mean, you could do that. You could do that. Of course, quite expensive. Well, I think.
I agree
but
with you.
this, yeah, this brought us for our family, it brought us, you know, like a lot of, you know, like sometimes tension, you know, like what is this? And you're like, yeah, you're missing your girlfriends, and you're like, okay, well, you have to be my girlfriend now, husband. So, but it brought us so much closer as a team as well, you know, like
That's
yeah,
good.
we really have to do this. Yeah, we're going forward. We're, you know, like yeah, like not do, but coming together, and yeah, so that's it.
So I'm going to say thank you very much for your honesty, your openness. I don't know if you want to say what it is that you do if you're looking for new clients. If you want to promote yourself, then this would be a moment to do so if you want to.
Well, for my, you know, with work-wise, I'm a writer, you know, like I focus truly on the Netherlands because, yeah, I'm not an English writer, I'm a Dutch writer. Yeah, but yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, there's something I want to say.
Exactly.
I'm now an ambassador for It's July because I feel like It's July, it's a platform where families, you know, can meet all over the world and they can connect through the platform. If you like fill in the ages of the kids and your location, the platform will make a connection with other family, and most of the time it's expat family because I feel like yes, I love meeting Spaniards, but the people who you really really connect to are Spaniards who travel a lot or lived, you know, like abroad because they understand where you're coming from and other expats. So I think it's, you know, like also good to have those kind of people to meet them and to have them in your circle. And yeah, it sometimes it's hard to get to know them, even I think also because of when COVID hit, you know, people were very reserved. So that's why I would love to promote It's July because I yeah think it's yeah a very good asset for families.
If you send that to me via email, then I'll put it in the description of the video and we release the video,
Yes.
so and then other people can contact you if they've got kids, and you know, create that community, develop that community
Yeah.
somehow. So.
It's really important, you know, like for yourself, as you know, like discussing mom things, you know, like but also for the kids, you know, also to know, like be aware, like oh yeah, there are also other kids who have their own language. You're like, yeah, it's I feel that it's, you know, very important. Yeah,
That's fantastic.
that's it.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to say thank you very much for your openness, your honesty, your time, all the information that you've given. And I hope that
Yeah.
this will be very useful to other parents that are thinking about relocating with their children. Obviously, other Black parents, that's our podcast, that's our focus. And you've had a really positive experience in Spain. It's the right
Yeah.
place for your family and it works for your family, which is fantastic to hear. From me, the Colombian Catwoman, I want to say I'm over and out. So thank you for today's energy. If you want to learn Spanish, then I can help you with that. That's to our listener, that's to anyone that wants to know. And if you'd like to share your story as a Black expat in Spain, then please reach out. I can help you get that story out. And that's it from me. There's probably plenty of other things that I can say, but I can't remember at this moment in time. So over and out from me, the Colombian Catwoman. Peace.